News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more than 6 in 10 workers are considering asking for a pay rise, a salary increase in the next 12 months. That's according to new research published this morning. But how should you approach the subject with your employer? Mary Connaughton is the director of CIPD, the professional body in Ireland for HR, and she joins us. Mary, we'd all like a pay rise. There's few of us who wouldn't. But is there a good way and is there a bad way of going about asking for one?
Hi, Ciara. How are you? Well, when it comes to pay increases, I think people need to actually think about going in to have a conversation about a pay increase. And often they just walk in and think they can say, oh, I'm brilliant and I'm lovely. But that doesn't work. So what we suggest is that, first of all, understand what the pay process is. So go and ask about it if you don't know. What latitude has your boss got to actually give you a pay increase? And then do your own preparation. And what's worth looking at is, what have you actually done over the past year? So what can you tick off as things that you personally have achieved? Then pull out what you've done well. So where have you kind of excelled or starred that you can talk about? Then be prepared to recognise what hasn't gone well. But what's really important there is to say, this is what I learned from it. And in doing all that, be thinking about what are the values and the behaviours of the company and how have you shown that you align to them. People sometimes going in for a pay increase and think, oh, this is an uncomfortable conversation and I don't know what to say. But if they were going into an interview, they'd have sat down and they'd have prepared what their strengths are and what they were, how they were selling themselves. They need to adopt that kind of mindset when going in to ask for a pay increase.
OK, so if I'm hearing you right about the mindset, you don't go in and go, oh, I've loads of bills, I'm having a hard time, I need a pay rise. You go in and say, this is what I bring to the table, this is why you should pay me more, this is why I am of value to you. So are you in effect kind of selling yourself?
You are, that's what you're doing. But you're not trying to say, I'm a lovely person. You're trying to say, this is how I add value to the company.
Yeah.
It's because I can do A and I have done B and you've seen me do this. And it should, the things you're talking about should already be known to your manager. And some people will have had the opportunity to put information on a page to say, this is what I've done over the last while. So make sure it's telling a really good story about yourself as well.
Mary, is there a good time and a bad time to ask?
Well, I think it's worth knowing what's the time of year that your boss has the latitude to do something like that. So if there's a performance management process, there could be a time of the year when pay increases can be discussed, or you know that the company has given them in on from the beginning of January, so then you need to have the conversation back in probably November.
Okay.
So it's worth knowing when it is, because it differs from company to company. I mean, a lot would be for January, but they would be doing their budgeting for it beforehand.
But presumably don't go in 2 days before a major project or something that has to be delivered by the company and everyone's up the walls and running around like headless chickens. You know, I presume don't go in when your boss is under mad pressure and completely distracted and has no headspace for it. Is there an element of that too?
Oh, there definitely is. Yeah. I mean, we'd always say try and do it face to face too. You know, so many people working remotely. This is a conversation to have face to face. But it also means you can go a couple of weeks earlier and say, look, one of the things I want to talk about is a pay increase. How do we go about that? Or when's a good time
to
talk about it?
And is that a good idea? Because I'd nearly be afraid if you give them too much of a heads up, they could be coming up with all kinds of reasons why not to give you the pay increase. Whereas if you just go in and sit down and go, this is what I want to talk to you about, they're kind of more... Well, they haven't maybe got the groundwork there in their own head to say no.
Well, that's true, that they haven't got their defences ready. But it just depends on how it's done in different companies.
Okay.
Because sometimes you might have, your manager having to go and say, now I need to go and find out. So you have to replicate the conversation again when they've gone and found out. So there isn't a problem, but it's also about taking the personality into account in terms of your manager. As you say, Ciara, don't do it when they're up to their eyes. Do it in a time that that's been assigned for a one-to-one conversation. So you know it's already down for one-to-one conversation, and build it into one-to-one time between the two of you.
And another question for you, Mary. Jo Lynham, our business editor, was covering it this morning. The ESRI have a report out about, I suppose, working conditions and working practices north and south of the border. It's out today. And in that, what was highlighted is that women, both north and south of the border, are paid less than men. And this is irrespective of, it's sort of corrected for education and qualifications and all that kind of stuff. So irrespective of what they're qualified to do, women seem to be paid less in their role than men are. Now, some of that may be to do with them choosing to work part-time and all sorts of choices they might make to do with child rearing and all of that. I accept that. But is there an issue with women in particular finding it difficult to ask to be paid more? Or do women find this harder than men to walk in and sit down and go, you're not paying me enough?
They do. What research out there would say is that we do it less frequently, but also we don't pitch ourselves as high as men would. And that's very visible in a recruitment market. If you go out and you're looking for somebody for a job and you ask them what they're looking for, you often will hear of much different figures coming from men, like 20,000 more they're looking for than a female might be looking for the same job. So often at the start of the employment relationship, we don't sell ourselves sufficiently, okay, or go in with enough confidence.
And I presume if you don't go in with enough in the beginning, you'll be on the back foot throughout your career. If you're going in 20 grand less, that'll be carried on. So is there advice for women this morning? Go in and don't sell yourself short?
Exactly, it is. Go in and sell yourself short. There's also going to be more teeth coming in terms of this, in terms of an EU pay directive, where you can actually go in and find out what your people doing the same work are doing. But it also is going to stop employers asking people what they pay in advance of them starting a job. So there will be more teeth on this. But I mean, this is what's behind the whole gender pay gap reporting that we have here, is to try and close this gap between men and women. And it can be done, but it just does take a lot of work does take time. And women are part of that.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Mary Connaughton there, Director of CIPD, the professional body in Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.